Thanks, Brad. Good morning. Local, state, and federal fire crews have had their hands full with a series of wildfires burning in Northern California. Southeast of Ukiah, the Scotts Fire erupted over the weekend and quickly spread. Fire has burned more than 4,000 acres now, threatening hundreds of residences and outbuildings. The Safford Fire in Trinity County has been burning since last week and is threatening more than 200 homes, commercial properties, and outbuildings. The Safford Fire has scorched more than 4,000 acres, and it's only about 50% contained. And the North Pass Fire that we've been reporting on near Covelo has been burning for nearly 2 weeks. Mandatory evacuations for residents in the area have been lifted, and full containment is expected. The Fortuna Police Department conducted a DUI driver's license checkpoint Saturday night. 479 vehicles traveled through the checkpoint during the operation. Field sobriety tests were run on three drivers, and it turns out that three drivers were arrested on charges of driving with a suspended driver's license and one felony arrest warrant. The Eureka Police Department cited four clerks at four different establishments for selling alcohol to a minor. The action was a result of a minor decoy sting operation. That operation involves minors who work under the direct supervision of law enforcement and attempt to purchase alcohol from, in this case, 19 retail licensees in the city of Eureka. Those who sold to the minor face a maximum of a $250 fine and or 24 to 32 hours of community service for the first violation. Sheriff Mike Downey was recently a guest on the Talk Shop program last week, and he touched upon several subjects, including the ongoing discussion of marijuana eradication and his department's task in that process. Things have changed in the past 30 years or so, according to Downey.
One of the biggest changes today is the fact that 25 years ago, when I did most of the marijuana spotting in Humboldt County, we had to really look, and we had to look beneath the canopy, you had to look underneath the trees as you're flying over. Your eye had to be much more keener then and to see the color.
Bigger grows are now in the open, making them easier to find.
Today, you don't have to worry about that. It's out in the open again like it was in the 70s. Well, it's kind of like the one we did in Hoopah about 3 or 4 weeks ago. We pulled 26,000 plants out of this one drainage, all by the same cartel-organized group. Five or six different gardens, but they were all in the open, fenced in, planted in cornrows, easy to spot, no problem identifying what it was, but we're seeing a lot of that.
The point is that they can't catch them all, and the eradication effort continues. More KINS News. It's after this.
There's lots of Kings and lots of Ronalds, but there's only one Mike's Drive-Up in Eureka. At the corner of 7th and Broadway, Mike's Drive-Up serves double cheeseburgers loaded with chili, or you can order a double chili cheese dog. Oh, are they good? Mike's Drive-Up even has homemade milkshakes and malts. And of course, don't forget about Mike's world-famous garlic fries. So drive up to Mike's Tuesday through Saturday to take out lunch or dinner or even a snack, and you'll understand how Mike's Drive-Up advertises by word of mouth.
The California Highway Patrol conducted a DUI and driver's license checkpoint on Central Avenue in McKinleyville Friday night in an ongoing effort to target impaired and dangerous drivers. Nearly 500 drivers were screened while officers were on site, and only one arrest for suspicion of DUI was made. Two other drivers were issued citations, one for an invalid license and the second for driving on a suspended license. Last week, the Mendocino County Sheriff's Office issued a press release about a possible missing person. August 22nd, the dispatcher office received a call from a man who said he was close to the flames from the North Pass Fire, and then contact was lost. Using GPS coordinates and searching cell phone records, Mendocino investigators were able to identify the man as 37-year-old Diego Diaz of Santa Rosa. He was found safe at home and told investigators he had been swimming in the Mendocino Forest when he saw the rapidly moving fire headed toward him, and he fled the area and made it to a safe area where a friend picked him up. The search continues as Eureka police are asking for the public's help in identifying and locating a suspect who almost ended the life of a victim in Old Town Thursday night. Officers responded to 4th and D Streets, locating the victim at the scene. The victim had suffered a potential life-threatening injury and was taken to St. Joseph's Hospital for treatment. The victim, a Eureka resident, is expected to survive, but the suspect, who has not been identified at this time, is only described as a white male adult, 40 to 50 years old, standing at 6'1", 250 pounds, with dark hair and a medium-length beard. And with information, is asked to contact Eureka Police. With the KINS of the news, I'm Anthony Mantova.